知行英语。Listen and share.
Road rage. Gong Lu de Nu Qi. I was terrified beyond the capacity for words, and I felt like the forest was going to suffocate me. I turned around to head back to my car and nearly tripped over something.I saw what it was, a small plague affixed to a stone, facing the road. I never noticed it before. The inscription read, "In loving memory of the three lives lost the morning of July the 6th, 1998. May it serve as a warning to those suffering from road rage." I ran back to my car and never looked back.It was only a few moments later that I recounted my tale to a friend in a neighborhood condo. Our buildings all have private outdoor entrances, and we ran into each other coming home from work. I asked him if he knew anything about an accident about 2 years ago on that road. He invited me in for a drink, and I relayed my experience. He listened intently. I thought he would think I was nuts.But when I finished, he spoke softly and understandingly. He told me that a mother was taking her little girl to school on that road on the morning of July the 6th, 1998, when an angry driver who had taken the road as an alternative to the morning traffic rush sped by and hit their car. The mother and her little girl died instantly. The driver was hospitalized.For a few weeks and released. He admitted that he suffered from road rage and could not take the main street traffic. That's why he went the back way. I 吓得说不出话来，感觉周围的森林简直让我窒息。我转身走向我的车，差点被什么东西绊倒。我看到那东西原来是一块粘在石头上的金属片，正对公路的方向。我之前没有注意到，上面写着仅以此纪念1998年7月6日，逝于此处的三个美好生命，希望能为那些在公路上发泄怒气的人提供警示。我头也不敢回，赶紧跑回自己的车。几个月后，我向隔壁公寓的一个朋友讲了我的经历。我们俩住的大楼都有单独的室外出口，我俩下班回家碰巧遇到。我问他知不知道大概2年前发生在那条路上的一起车祸，他请我到他家喝点东西，然后我对他讲了我的经历。他听得很认真，我想他一定认为我是疯了的。当我讲完之后，他缓缓地开口表示理解，告诉我1998年7月6日那天，一位母亲送她的小女儿去上学，一个发怒的司机为躲避早晨的塞车，在这条路上超速行驶，撞上了他们的车。那位母亲和她的女儿当场死亡，而那个司机住了几周院后安然出院了。他承认自己确实是因受不了主干道的拥挤的交通，所以才走了这条小公路。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
I was terrified beyond the capacity for words, and I felt like the forest was going to suffocate me.
我吓得说不出话来，感觉周围的森林简直让我窒息。
I turned around to head back to my car and nearly tripped over something.
我转身走向我的车，差点被什么东西绊倒。
I saw what it was.A small plague affixed to a stone, facing the road.
我
我看到那东西原来是一块粘在石头上的金属片，正对公路的方向。
I never noticed it before.
我之前没有注意到。
The inscription read, In loving memory of the three lives lost the morning of July the 6th, 1998.
上面写着，仅以此纪念1998年7月6日逝于此处的三个美好生命。
May it serve as a warning to those suffering from road rage.
希望能为那些在公路上发泄怒气的人提供警示。
I ran back to my car and never looked back.
我头也不敢回，赶紧跑回自己的车。
It was only a few moments later that I recounted my tale to a friend in a neighborhood condo.
几个月后，我向隔壁公寓的一个朋友讲了我的经历。
Our buildings all have private outdoor entrances, and we ran into each other coming home from work.
我们俩住的大楼都有单独的室外出口，我俩下班回家碰巧遇到。
I asked him if he knew anything about an accident about 2 years ago on that road.
我问他知不知道大概两年前发生在那条路上的一起车祸。
He invited me infor a drink, and I relate my experience.
他请我到他家喝点东西，然后我对他讲了我的经历。
He listened intently. I thought he would think I was nuts, but when I finished, spoke softly and understandingly.
他听得很认真，我想他一定认为我是疯了的。当我讲完之后，他缓缓地开口，表示理解。
He told me,that a mother was taking her little girl to school on that road on the morning of July the 6th, 1998.
告诉我，1998年7月6日那天，一位母亲送她的小女儿去上学。
When an angry driver who had taken the road as an alternative to the morning traffic rush sped by and hit their car.
一个发怒的司机为躲避早晨的塞车，在这条路上超速行驶。撞上了他们的车。
The mother and her little girl died instantly. The driver was hospitalized for a few weeks and released.
那位母亲和她的女儿当场死亡，而那个司机住了几周院后安然出院了。
He admitted that he suffered from road rage and could not take the main street traffic. That's why he went the back way.
他承认自己确实是因受不了主干道的拥挤的交通，所以才走了这条小公路。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Trip
意思就是绊倒、摔跤，它常常和 over 连用，表示被什么绊的。例如
I tripped over the box on the floor and fell.
我被地板上的箱子绊了一下摔倒了。如果我们说
He tripped on a difficult question.
被一道问题绊倒了，意思就是出差错、犯过失。这句话的意思是他那道难题答错了。
A fix
表示贴上，这个词常常与介词 to 来连用。
A fix to
就是把什么贴上。
Affix a stamp to the envelope,
在信封上贴邮票。
Read,
这个 read 可不是表示读了，而是写着。例如
The notice reads, no smoking.
通知上写着不准吸烟。
In memory of,
memory 的意思是记忆，这个片语表示的就是追念、怀念。来看个例子吧。
They will build a monument in memory of the national hero.
他们将建造一座纪念碑来纪念这位民族英雄。
Run into,
偶然遇见，偶然发现。
I ran into an old friend,
与一个老朋友不期而遇。我们也可以说
run across, chance upon,
来表示这个意思。
We chanced upon him in the park the day before yesterday.
我们前天在公园里碰巧遇到他。
Alternative,
选择
If you don't like the school lunch, you have the alternative of bringing your own.
要是你不喜欢学校准备的午餐，你可以自己带饭。 这个词语有一个很常见的词组 have no alternative but， 除什么外别无选择，只有只好。比如说 We have no alternative but to give up， 除了放弃，我别无选择。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。